aboard the English Express. Choo choo, mother. You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. Visit us online at theenglishexpress.com, where audio files are available for download. You can write to the show by emailing us at info@theenglishexpress.com. If you'd like a full transcript, you'd better get a pen. All aboard the English Express.
That's the one I meant to play. I don't know how a liner got mixed in that, but oh well.
Well, my voice sounds so good, I didn't mind.
You've got pets, right?
Yeah. I think this is a reoccurring question.
It is.
I feel like I've heard this one before.
What do you think's more popular, dogs or cats?
Dogs. Bull.
In America, there are 78 million dogs and 86 million cats.
You know why? Because cats don't really love you, and you need to get three of them just to equate the amount of love a dog can give.
And you've got like the crazy cat lady who's got like nine of them.
Yeah, I called her grandma.
Shut up.
Dude, you don't remember?
No.
That she had? Holy crap. Dude, when I was a little kid, like 5, 6-ish, she had, I couldn't count at that time, but I would guess like 3 dozen cats.
Shut up. Seriously?
She would have mama cats who would have all of their babies, and she would love the babies and keep all the babies and get rid of the older ones. And then the babies would grow up and have babies of their own. And pretty soon she's got between 20 and 40 kittens in her front porch. And they had a little hole that they would go into the garage to sleep. Yeah.
Well, survey shows that most dog owners have only one dog for companionship, while the majority of cat owners, 52%, have multiple felines to go home to. But here's where it gets really crazy. There's also a staggering 10,000 tigers being kept as pets.
Wow.
I want a tiger.
I need to make friends with Mike Tyson. I hear he has one.
There's also 15,000 monkeys and 7 million reptiles, including lizards, snakes, and turtles. 9 million furry ferrets have gotten themselves into homes and hearts all across the United States.
That's Kayla's pet right there.
But yeah. California, they're illegal.
Yeah, she's really bent about it. She really wants a ferret, but the state she lives in outlaws them because they're finger-biting maniacs. Yeah, but
if they escape, it's an agriculture state, and they rip through agriculture, and they're smelly too, by the way.
Yeah, they are.
Going
almost as bad as cats.
Almost. Turns out going green is tearing families apart. More and more couples.
Nice.
are seeking counseling and marriage therapy over conflicts where half of the relationship goes green, but the other half doesn't. Friends and family members who are not devoted to environmental causes can become irritated by life choices they view as self-righteous or politically correct.
So, do you know a professional photographer whose name shouldn't be mentioned?
I know some of them.
Yeah. So there was one, and she wants to change things in her household where she's like, okay, no more red meat. That's
it. Is this the one that used to live around the corner from us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she would just straight up tell her family, that's it. No more red meat. Not buying it. I do the shopping.
How did that go over?
You know, I think that might have been her ex-husband.
Do you think that might have had something to do with it?
I just think that might have been her ex-husband. It might be her current husband who she's very, very happy with, and they're having a great life together from what I can see.
He's not happy if he can't eat red meat.
but I just, you know, that's the one thing I thought of. You know, if one person in the coupling has full control over who goes to the grocery store, I mean, don't they have full control over what's being purchased?
Yeah, but you don't want to purchase things that other people hate. That's just rotten.
Right, but that's why I'm saying maybe that's why the divorce rate is so high.
And that's why they're getting couples counseling.
In
1953, Congress passed the Highway Act, which resulted in the construction of dozens of freeways, allowing millions and millions of people to drive slower than ever before. An engineer measured and found that the Great Pyramid of Giza isn't exactly square. Apparently, the west side of the pyramid is 5.5 inches longer than the east side. So,
oh,
I mean, it's pretty close, but it's not perfect. Next time you go to Costco, you can take your Visa card. Did you know that they no longer take American Express?
Yeah, they changed over about a month or two ago.
Yeah, I went in there and I'm like, I got to use my American Express. They go, no, you can use other things.
I got tired of not having a credit card because I wanted a stupid story. I won't go into it. I wanted a credit card from Costco. And so I went to actually go apply. I never had a MasterCard before, but I wanted one just so I could use it at Costco. And they were like, nope, we're not going to let you sign up because we're canceling this. And so we're not going to allow new people to enroll. So I had to wait like two and a half, 3 months before I could use a card there. It was terrible.
And because I see you're wearing a 49ers shirt, Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh. I miss Jim Harbaugh.
Come back home, Jim.
No, you know what? He was a terrible coach. He made the right choice to leave because the general manager, Trent Baalke, he said that Jim Harbaugh was not the reason why the 49ers were successful. And I'm sure that having him show up at Michigan and immediately making them a contender, he had nothing to do with that.
Right. Yeah, I'm just going to look at the 49ers history. Let's see. Suck, suck, suck. Jim Harbaugh, 3 playoff appearances, 2 Super Bowl appearances. Oh, Harbaugh left. Suck, suck, suck. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was the reason that we did well.
No. Chip Kelly, he is the answer.
He's the truth.
You can tell I'm sarcastic, I hope. Well, it turns out that
they're going to lose to the Cowboys today. Damn it.
I'm going to watch the game, though.
All right.
Jim Harbaugh has announced that his wife is pregnant with their 7th child.
Wow. Are they Catholic or Mormon?
I don't know.
Harbaugh sounds like a Mormon name.
But why do you have that many kids? I guess if you can afford it, why not?
The reason why not is really sexist and rude, and I'm not going to say it. 7 kids. Yikes.
Probably a good idea. All right, and let's go to biggest regrets. What are your biggest regrets in life?
Having 7 kids.
Have you ever seen Harbaugh on the sidelines, how angry he gets?
Yeah. He starts yelling, who's got it better than us? Everybody, I have 7 kids.
Oh, my gosh. Well, when Americans think of their biggest regrets, the number one misgiving is romance. Be it a dead-end relationship that continued for far too long or a great lover who got away. And don't men think about that? They always think about the one who got away. The one you had the chance with, but you didn't capture it, you know?
Yeah, I'm more like the 2 or 3 dozen that got away.
Come on.
I was a little bit of a slut. Just a tiny one.
Health Day News reports that researchers at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management and the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign surveyed adults about their life's regrets, specifically things they wish they had done differently. They were asked to describe in detail one particular decision that they deeply regretted. Top 6 regrets involved romance at 20%, family, education, career, finance, and parenting. The biggest regret for women is
buying the wrong color of cover-up.
Damn. No, when it relates to relationship, women are far more likely to have misgivings about their actions, specifically what they did in relationships. Like maybe they slept around too much, or they cheated, or just behaviors in relationships. But men are more likely to have regrets about work or education. 34% of men have regrets about that, and only 26% of women do. So men are concerned about work. Women are concerned about relationships and what they did in them.
The one thing I would really go back and change is just how stupid I handled the money I got when I turned 18. And how I took what could have been a catapult into a great life had I invested it properly. Instead, I acted like a kid in a candy store, bought everything my heart desired, and all the money was gone in 18 months. And it's like that that could have gotten me off to such a good start with life. But instead, I had to learn a really hard lesson, which is also good. You know, at least now I know not how fast money can go. But man, I want that money instead of that lesson.
My regret is kind of like a double-edged sword, because I regret not starting a career earlier. But in the same hand, I would, if I had started a career earlier, I would regret not having gone and done the things that I did. Because when you just have a job, it doesn't matter as much. When you have a career, it's like you're committed, you're settled, you're living in one area. And when I was single and I would have just a job and move to different cities, I mean, it was a great experience and I'm glad I have it. But on the other hand, you wish, you know, you were farther along in your career. So that's like a regret, but not really a regret, because I don't regret what I did do instead.
I think that's a sign of somebody who's made a lot of good choices towards their happiness. If your biggest regret is like, kind of regret it, then you did pretty well for yourself, man. Good job.
Yeah. And because I had so much fun and I went so many places and did so many different things. How can I regret that?
Yeah. I mean, and like you said, the only way you can regret it is looking at where you have progressed presently in your career and like, oh, I wish I was further. But I mean, wishing and hoping doesn't help you, you know? So it's like, it's good to be appreciative of what you have rather than what you're missing out on.
Absolutely. So that's my only semi-regret. Not a real big deal. Speaking of that.
Oh, I regret not being more well endowed. Sorry, ladies.
So if you're busy with regretting your life, how do you end your day on a high note? When developing a nighttime ritual, consistency is key. You've got to have a routine that tells your mind and your body that sleep is right around the corner. So whether it's slipping into your silk PJs, reading a chapter of a book, or soaking in the tub, small rituals can help wash away the day's stress and allow us to enjoy the most fulfilling shut-eye imaginable. So how do you end your day?
Illegally.
Seriously?
No, I'm really not good on the nighttime habits. What I'll usually end up doing is whatever's entertaining me at the moment, whether it be a book, a video game, a television show, I'll watch that up until the point where my body starts to feel tired. Once my eyes start to kind of roll a little bit and I can feel my head starting to try to hammer some nails, you know, that's when I know it's time for me to go to bed. And so I'll just hop up, brush my teeth, pull my contacts out, lay down and pass out.
Well, maybe these suggestions can help you then. Right before it's bedtime, maybe you can write down what you're grateful for. Best way to end the day with positive vibes is to be thankful.
Remember stuff that happened to you that's good in the day. You always remember like the last thing that happened to you. So it's good to write that down. I like that.
All your accomplishments, big or small, made the day what it was. Some of us fall into the trap of we think about the things that we didn't get to, or the bad food we ate, or the workout we missed. But
or the stuff that's coming, like what I'll have to do tomorrow.
Stresses. You know? And if you let the day end with negativity, you're going to have bad sleep. So relive the good moments. Take pride in your day. Try to never waste a day. You want to live each day so that you can be proud of it. I'm a big fan of this, moving forward. Am I farther along today than I was yesterday in where I want to be and where I want to go?
This is where I have such a hard time with life in general, is because you're saying, you know, further along. Further along to what? Like, aren't I already...
Don't you have goals? Do you have goals?
Whenever people would ask me as a teenager, what's your goal in life? What do you want to be when you grow up? You know what my response was? Yeah. Happy.
What does that mean to you, though?
Exactly. Well, how do you just be happy? Well, how do you get happy, Brandon? You don't be sad. And they're like, no, you have to have actualized goals. You have to develop a plan and a strategy to be happy. And I'm like, do things I like doing that make me happy. I don't see how this is a hard question. And they let me get away with that answer. But now here I am almost 30 years old and being happy, I've pretty much attained. So what am I working toward? What is my goal?
watch the 49ers win a Super Bowl like ever, ever again.
That might be an unattainable goal. That might be setting me up for depression. But no, I guess what I'm saying is, you know, they say work towards something, you know, have yourself go to bed remembering what you did in the day that progressed you. I'm like, well, what if the only thing that progressed me towards being happy was to, you know, sit around and do nothing for 50% of the day?
I don't get it. I'm a fan of planning ahead. I do have goals. I have things that I want to accomplish. And so for me, it's deciding, like, if I didn't actually physically move forward, did I lay the groundwork for something that I can, you know, have a foundation for moving forward later? You know, I'm always like thinking about what am I going to do next and what can I do now to prepare for that? So that if you're not that way, that's okay. You could just take a bubble bath.
Hey, I like that.
There are few things more luxurious than soaking in a nightly bubble bath. If you have a workout regimen and it's leaving your muscles sore, hang out with some bubbles and salts and stuff like that.
Yeah. Have you ever tried Epsom salt?
No, I have not.
I went on this massive hike. It took me like 5 hours. And I mean, it was literally uphill the entire way. There was like almost zero flat ground. So I was really tired when I got back home. After a couple of hours, my muscles seized up and I could barely walk. And I tried Epsom salt for the first time. Man, that stuff is amazing. And all the ladies in the audience, they're rolling their eyes at me like, really? You never knew about Epsom salt? No, I didn't.
I didn't.
Kind of being a little facetious about this right now, lady listener. Okay. Show some respect. Just get out about this.
And last, they say read a book rather than screen time, looking at the computer or looking, you know, like that, because it stresses out your eyes. Read a book, like an actual book or even an ebook, because that doesn't stress your eyes out the same way a computer does. And yeah. I do that. I love reading books. So
I picked up Rainbow Six recently, and it's a really good book. I like it.
Awesome. So there you go. Good ways to end your day. We'll be right back because our day isn't over. Our day's just beginning. We still got another segment to go.
We'll be settle right, it, folks.
We'll be right back to do a food pile here on the English Express Radio Podcast.
How do you get 10 teachers to agree on the best teaching method?
Shoot 9 of them.
You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.
Hi, I'm Cliff from the English Express Radio Podcast. If you need help with an art or video project, we know somebody who's got the proven experience to make any project come to life. Visit facebook.com/ Tara Fox the Artist and take a look at some of her art, film, and video work and graphic design. Years of experience means she can capture your vision and produce the perfection you're looking for. So market your stuff the right way and visit facebook.com/ Tara Fox the Artist. Hi, this is Cliff.
And I'm Brandon.
From the English Express Radio Podcast. Is learning English difficult?
Yeah, I've been struggling with that for 29 years now. And that's with practicing every single day.
Well, if you're looking to seriously practice your language skills, visit englishsteps.co.uk because they've got something different. You can actually travel to England. You can live with a qualified English teacher.
He'll make you tea and crumpets.
While you speak only English all day long and completely immerse yourself in the language. You can even take part in volunteer work for charity organizations all across Leeds, thus increasing your use of English in real-life situations. They specialize in adult-only courses because learning doesn't stop when you're a teenager. Learning never stops, so don't let anything stop you from visiting www.englishsteps.co.uk and learn more about how to build your language skills.
What are you going to learn today?
You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. A child of 5 could understand our show. Quick, someone get me a child of 5. All aboard the English Express.
Do you remember Trayvon Martin?
Yeah.
I would hope so, because you're looking just like him.
Oh, wow.
With the hood? You got, like, is the lighting in your house? You got the hood going. And during the whole commercial break, you're like leaning forward, like with this staring look in your eye.
I was reviewing Tara Fox the Artist. I was checking out her Facebook page and looking at her really cool Harley Quinn replica bat that she made, and this awesome panda painting that she had put together. So that's what I was doing, looking like a kid who really wanted a candy bar, apparently. I was looking at a Facebook page.
Well, everyone should go visit facebook.com/ Tara Fox the Artist. That's T-A-R-A Fox the Artist. Did you know, have you ever heard of a band called Striper?
No.
They had like a couple of hits back in the old days in, I think it was like 1984. They had a couple of hits in 1984. The number one music video on MTV at the time, one of the members of the band, that's her dad.
Oh, okay.
So she's going on tour with them in a couple of weeks, which
that's awesome.
Seems like a really cool thing.
Now I might have to go listen to Striper.
They do have a couple of good songs.
I was born in 87, so you can see why I missed out on them.
What, you didn't go back in time and listen to what was popular in 1984?
Not commonly. I mean, usually you just hear Rebel Yells and, you know, Walls.
Walls.
Wall. Another brick in the wall. Marvelous.
Are you addicted to coffee?
Not addicted, no. I drink coffee pretty regularly now, but not addicted, no.
How do you know if you are addicted to coffee?
I would imagine you'd get the physical side effects, like the headaches that come along with caffeine reduction. You also, you know, you might feel sick to your stomach wanting it. I don't know.
How about if your eyes stay open when you sneeze?
What?
Yeah, that's how you know you're addicted to coffee. Your eyes stay open when you sneeze.
How Never heard that one before.
You chew on other people's fingernails.
What is this list?
How you know when you're addicted to coffee. The song you love most is the best part of waking up. It's Folgers in your cup. You're so wired, you pick up radio signals.
Oh, wow.
Your name is Mike, but people call you Buzz. Just a couple more of these. Teeth whitening strips, they don't stand a chance.
Oh, no. Looking a little British there.
When your wife asks you what you think of her new hairdo, you say, I like it a latte.
Oh, my God.
You feel fine, but coworkers think you have Parkinson's.
Aw, poor Michael.
You don't sweat.
Wait a minute. Is that Marty McFly's problem? Is he just addicted to coffee this whole time?
No, he actually has Parkinson's. That's not very PC, my friend.
I love little Michael.
Okay, you named your cats Cream and Sugar. And your dog's name is Starbuck. You speak so fast that people ask, have you ever considered being an auctioneer?
I never wonder what he's talking about. I talk like that all the time. I don't understand what he means.
And last, you can jumpstart your car without the cables.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. All right. We got to start our food pile.
Today for show and tell, I'm so excited, I might yell. Can't wait to show you, it's so cool. I got a carrot, I got a yam, I got a green bean, fresh not from a can. Got a potato, and as you can probably see, I also got a pea. I got a pea, I got a pea. Why is everyone laughing at me? So if you find a little pee on the floor after I leave, I think it probably belongs to me.
Drinking more coffee. This is why I did the coffee list. Because drinking more coffee... Drinking more coffee actually helps you reduce the kind of liver damage that's associated with overindulging with food and alcohol. So if you drink too much alcohol, you drink coffee, it can kind of counteract that liver damage.
So just drink an Irish coffee every morning and you'll be fine.
Researchers analyzed data from 9 previously published studies with a total of more than 430,000 participants, and they find that drinking 2 extra cups of coffee a day was linked to a 44% lower risk of developing liver cirrhosis. Hmm. Cirrhosis is, as you know, it's a potentially fatal problem, and there's no cure. So drink a lot of liquor, drink a lot of coffee. And your risk of developing cirrhosis may be reduced by coffee. So
what's that?
That's kind
you
of
want
a good
a solution
thing.
To the downsides of drugs? Have another drug.
Hey, what do they say? It's the solution to and cause like
alcohol,
of all of life
alcohol,
problems.
The cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
How about tea? You like tea?
The letter? Yeah, he's cool.
No, drinking tea. You know,
iced tea?
It's one of the healthiest drinks you can consume. It soothes you, calms down your stress, prevents heart disease, and it may even help preserve memory.
Man, just cut out the middleman and go suck on a leaf.
For some people, it can raise the risk of debilitating kidney stones as well.
Oh, God, I hope I never get one of those.
Well, do you drink a lot of tea?
I'm about to start.
What, you want debilitating kidney stones?
It
causes kidney stones.
F that noise. I'll stick with coffee.
According to researchers from Loyola Medical Center in Chicago, they blame it on high levels of oxalate in tea, which is a chemical that can lead to formation of small crystals made of minerals and salt that are found in urine. And while these crystals are typically harmless, they can grow larger and larger, and so large they become lodged in tiny little tubes that drain urine from your kidney to the bladder. They range in size from a grain of sand to a golf ball.
Oh, hell no.
You don't want to
kill
pass
me.
That?
Just shoot me in the face. Although this is a really quick solution to this kidney stone.
Although the most common cause of kidney stones is dehydration, consuming iced tea can increase the risk in some people. People are told in the summertime they should drink more fluids, and a lot of people pick tea because it's low in calories, tastes better than water, but it can result in kidney stones.
Yikes.
Now, speaking of coffee and tea, this is great. Any hot beverage.
Like hot water?
Yeah, anything has been linked to cancer of the esophagus. 25 years ago, the World Health Organization rated coffee as...
Who?
World Health Organization.
Who?
I told you, the World Health Organization.
I'm sorry, I still don't know who.
That's it, you got it. The World Health Organization. All right. Well, they ranked coffee as being possibly carcinogenic. But now the agency is reversing its longstanding warning, saying that the evidence just isn't there. So coffee is not carcinogenic, but it does say that hot drinks of any kind cause esophageal cancer. So it's not coffee specifically that causes the cancer. It's hot drinks. They've been working with 23 scientists and have classified drinking hot beverages at or above 150 degrees as most likely carcinogenic to humans. So cool it off. A cup of coffee or tea is typically served between 160 and 185 degrees. So if you're drinking hot coffee and tea, you could be headed directly for cancer.
Sorry, WHO. I'm just going to take my risks with it.
However, the positive thing is you won't have cirrhosis of your liver.
Yeah, and no kidney stones. So, yay.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll take throat cancer over kidney stones.
Now, since we're talking about healthy food, let's talk about fair foods that will give you heartburn. It's fair season, isn't it?
That seems fair to me.
State fair foods. The menu items they offer at state fairs should probably be its own food group. There's just no place on the food pyramid for stuff that's both fried and covered in cheese and stuffed with bacon.
Yeah, deep fried Oreos. Where in the pyramid does that fit?
Hey, if everything you want is indeed dipped in grease and topped with edible heart attack garnishes, I'm not here to judge.
That's delicious. Just... Oh, I cussed again. Dump that. All right. Sorry, everybody. I have a potty mouth.
Oh, my gosh. You're terrible. How about candy bacon donut sliders?
Oh, describe.
Sliced glazed donut holes with candied bacon and chocolate red wine ganache.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds so amazing.
How about spam sushi?
No, that sounds vomit worthy.
Grilled spam, sushi rice, fried egg, and wasabi. No? How about a deep-fried nacho supreme?
Okay, yep, that sounds amazing.
Pepper jack cubes coated with crushed seasoned tortilla chips and nacho cheese, deep-fried, covered with taco meat, guacamole, more nacho cheese, and sour cream, and served with jalapenos on the side.
Will only cost you $10 today and $10,000 after the hospital visit.
Deep-fried grilled cheese bites. White cheddar cheese blended with beer batter, cubed and deep fried for a taste reminiscent of a grilled cheese sandwich, served with Bloody Mary mixed marinara. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
And last, Japanese restaurant says it's okay to eat naked.
Awesome.
Unless you're old or fat.
Yeah, sounds fair.
Japan's first naked restaurant opens its doors later next month, and believe it or not, it's dining naked with strangers. It's not dining naked that has people outraged. It's their offensive rules and making it clear that not everybody is welcome. On their website, the restaurant lists restrictions on entry, including weight, age, and body ink. So basically, what? If you're overweight or old or nasty, we don't want you here.
Or tattoos, apparently.
Oh, $94 for dinner.
And no, and Born's if you're really cheap, so I'm good.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's our show for the week. Join us next week here on the English Express Radio Podcast. See you then.